This is Akashwani, Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gappak. A mega health camp and 100-day anti-tuberculosis campaign began in the district hospital complex in Toimuk today. The event was attended by Health and Family Welfare Minister Buram Wage and Toimuk MLA Nabam Vivek. Speaking on the occasion, the health minister once again urged the doctor fraternity to opt for dress code at their respective workplace. He stressed that introducing a dress code will distinguish them from the common masses and also aid in their safety and security. In the meantime, the health minister urged the DMO to identify the type of patients that frequent the hospital, which he said will further assist in identifying the most common ailment affecting the area. The health minister, the health camp, provided a range of medical services to the local community, including consultations, screening, and treatment. The 100-day anti-TB campaign aims to raise awareness about the disease, promote early diagnosis and treatment, and reduce the stigma associated with TB.
सबसे पहले तो मैं यहाँ का लोकल एमएलए को और यहाँ का डीएमओ जो हेल्थ डिपार्टमेंट का है, सभी लोगों को मैं बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देना चाहूँगा कि आज यहाँ में एक मेगा हेल्थ कैंप हम लोग करने जा रहा है। ये हर एक स्टेट में, हर एक डिस्ट्रिक्ट में अभी हम लोगों का ऑनरेबल लोग जो एमएलए लोग है वो सभी लोग करने जा रहे हैं इस सब चीज़ को। अच्छा है ये पब्लिक के लिए जो सुविधा, कुछ लोग यहाँ में हॉस्पिटल नहीं आ पाते हैं उन लोगों के लिए ओपन जगह में उनको सुविधा दे रहे हैं, तो इसका फ़ायदा जरूर उठाना चाहिए पब्लिक। डॉक्टर का कमियां है, मैं हमेशा बोलता हूँ और आप लोग भी जानते हैं, कमियां होने के बावजूद भी जो डॉक्टर लोग सेवा कर रहे हैं उसको हम लोग सराहना करना चाहिए। और हम लोग उसका जो अब इस तरह का जो मेगा हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है, छोटा हो बड़ा हो जो भी हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है, उसका फ़ायदा उठाना चाहिए।
स्टेट बीजेपी प्रेसिडेंट कालिंग मोयोंग टर्म्ड द यूनियन बजट 2025-26 पीपल फ्रेंडली मिडिल क्लास एंड लोअर मिडिल क्लास बजट। He said this while addressing the media at the state BJP headquarters Itanagar on Monday. He appreciated Prime Minister Narendra Modi led NDA government at the center. The budget is Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, which covers for the welfare of all sections of people, Moyong said. Further, emphasizing on how the center plans to launch a modified version of the Uran scheme, which aims to enhance regional connectivity to 120 new destinations in the country, he said that the state of Arunachal Pradesh will improve under this scheme. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation on Monday conducted an interaction session with sanitation workers in Itanagar. During the session, PPE kits were distributed to the workers. The IMC launched strict measures to maintain cleanliness in the city, including the imposition of fines on those caught littering in public places. Additionally, the corporation announced that garbage collection will now take place twice daily to ensure better waste management. Speaking to the media, Mayor Tamefasang stressed that the time has now come to take strict action for the greater good of the public by enforcing penalties against violators. He said that to curb this behavior, IMC has decided to impose fines on those found indulging in such activities, and that garbage collection will now be carried out twice a day, with morning and evening shifts operational within the IMC jurisdiction. The corporation will also seek assistance from the police and administration to enforce penalties effectively. During the interaction event, the mayor assured sanitation workers of all possible support from the IMC. In a significant step towards enhancing urban sanitation, Urban Affairs Minister Balu Raja, along with Itanagar MLA cum advisor to the ministry Techikasu, flagged off a fleet of 46 sanitation vehicles from the DK Convention Center, Itanagar on Monday. The sanitation vehicles have been procured under the Swachh Bharat Kosh with the continued support of the state government. Speaking on the occasion, the minister commended the collaborative efforts of the Directorate of Urban Local Bodies and the Department of Urban Development for their commitment to make urban towns cleaner and more sustainable. He additionally emphasized the government's dedication under the leadership of Chief Minister Pema Khandu to improve urban infrastructure and ensure better living standards for residents. Addition of these vehicles is expected to significantly improve waste collection and disposal mechanisms, aligning with the Swachh Bharat Mission's vision of achieving cleaner and healthier urban environments. East Siang DC Tai Tagu reviewed the progress of various ongoing state and centrally sponsored schemes implemented by the government departments, PMC and Smart City Mission during the monthly district level monitoring committee meeting at DC's Conference Hall in Itanagar, Pasighat today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.